The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
And that was an interesting segment we had.
Yes, he's a good man.
He is a wonderful person, and I think the most significant thing is how quick an interview goes. And with the ones that have an hour and fly by are the ones that you realize, like, wow, an hour's gone by already versus, and we don't have that many to drag. And that is thankful to Christina Liu. And welcome to the Christina Liu Show, but it's very true. Christina has a good group of guests, past and coming up. And the better the person, the more interesting the show. There's no question about it. How are you, Christina?
Hello, everyone. I really enjoyed that first hour. You know, I was sitting back and thinking, I mean, listen, Wayne is always a fabulous guest. He's been on our show so many times now over the years. And what I just loved, it was the perfect mix of, you know, like little personal tidbits and then all the great work that the town clerk's office. It was just really great. It was very well-rounded. Great job on you guys. You're fabulous hosts. It was really quite the informative segment, and it was fun because we got to like talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. So that was certainly a fun, you know, we didn't have a show last week, so I felt a little deprived that we didn't get to, you know, have the love is in the air kind of spirit. So
how did you celebrate Valentine's Day?
My husband and I actually, funny to say, as you know, we like love, you know, a good celebration. So this year was a little different. So we decided to drive out to Montauk at night. We picked up food curbside. We parked, you know, just by like the ocean. And then we ate our favorite barbecue that we love out there. They have like great barbecue, and it was, you know, handheld little things. And then we just walked around and it was dead. It was so nice. There was no traffic. And that's kind of our spot. So it was just, we both just needed kind of a breather from the world and life. And it felt nice to just do that. And it was a perfect, you know, I said, we're so used to always going out and doing all these different things, you know, dinners and all this. And it was just actually really nice this year to kind of keep it, you know, low key and fun. So
now, did you stay out there or did you drive back home?
No, again? We drove back. Yeah. We were just out there for a couple hours. We drove around, we drove to go see the lighthouse.
It's about 100 miles.
Yeah, it was, listen, I have to give props to my fabulous husband, because on the way home, I just, you know, I had a blanket, I curled up, I took a snooze on the way home. So, normally it takes us like 2 hours to get out there, and this, it was definitely, you know, maybe like an hour and a half or so. So it was a great night. I had a great time.
How did both of you get home? You got home in the middle of the night then?
Yeah, we went out at like, we probably went out around like 4 or 5, you know, awesome. So we were home by like 10. Yeah, it was nothing crazy.
So, Otto, these crazy kids.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Whatever it was earlier than by the time we normally come home, but it was really nice.
And like I got all to do to think about, should I go from New Hyde Park to Mineola or Westbury? and you're going to Montauk Point.
A barbecue and then home.
Yeah, right.
Listen, the things we do for food, the two of us, you know, it made it really worthwhile, you know, to pick up our, and it was just fun to sit in the car. We listened to music, had the heat on. It was really a nice little experience. How did both of you celebrate?
Just to touch on what Christina's talking about, and it's very, very true. And she's somebody who really epitomizes this, but other people do it. And if you don't, you have to wake up and try to do it. Make the moment good, as difficult as it is. Many of them suck, but that's besides the point. Yeah, she turned around, you know, and they took a ride. Yeah, I would turn around and say, I'm going to drive for 2 hours, have some barbecue and drive home. It's not happening. But guess what? They had fun. They were hanging out together. Yeah. What was wrong with it? Somebody else watched TV for 4.5 hours. So good for you for doing it. You know,
yeah, that's what I said. It's all about whatever you makes you happy. And like I said, Montauk has always been a special place year round for my husband and I. And that's kind of our place to, you know, decompress and whatnot. So, and like I said, it was just, it's beautiful just year round. And it also made me appreciate how great Long Island really is. You know, I was saying to him, we were driving there, because you could really get a taste of all different things, you know. So, and outdoor, like I said, it was winter, there was snow on the ground, but it was just beautiful to even see, you know, Montauk that way. So
we used to go to Montauk maybe 5 years in a row. We would go for a week, and there was a motel, I can't remember the name of it, but when I had all the kids home. And it was great. We always had a good time out there.
Yeah, that's what me and my family do every year. And it's just, it's like I said, it's nice because you're not that far away, but you feel, you know, like you can kind of breathe. And like I said, it was just nice to breathe the fresh air and the ocean. I always just feel happier there. So it doesn't take very much, guys. I was in there. I had my cup of coffee. I was really enjoying myself. So.
Good. How do, Christina, this is a personal question. How did Montauk become a place for you?
You know, my husband and I, and
this since I know you, you talk about Montauk.
Yeah. So Jay and I, and this is when I was listening to the first segment, you know, wherever you guys are talking about like love stories and stuff. And, you know, my husband and I have been together since I was 17. So that was 18 years ago. So, you know, we essentially, you know, I was saying that we grew up together literally. And I remember our first, and listen, you know, we were clearly more established now, but then we were just, you know, two kids who didn't have much money, and we were trying to figure out like a vacation, and certainly also see how things have gotten more expensive over the years, because we stayed, someone said to us, you know, you guys should check out Montauk, it's not, you know, far, and you guys love the beach. So we had stayed at this one place for, I think it was like for a week, which, listen, a week now in Montauk will certainly you know,
expensive.
Especially where I try and stay. So, and I remember we went, and we were so excited because I think I was like, I must've been like 18 or 19. And it was just so exciting because I had my boyfriend and, you know, we got to like stay, and then we fell in love immediately. And every year we, you know, we told our friends. So the couple, you know, we would have a lot of people that would come with us. And we just went, we made a point. We haven't like missed one summer, you know, and obviously as we get older, we do a lot of day trips out there where we don't even necessarily stay. Listen, me and Jay, as this is a common theme, we'll drive out for food. You know, if we want a lobster roll, we will be driving in the summer to Montauk to get that lobster roll. And of course I have requests from my brother, you know, bring me home one. So we're very dedicated. And I'm also very dedicated because they have a fabulous TJ Maxx and Home Goods out there that is like no other. So I will do for shopping and food. You know, there's very little I wouldn't do. But yeah, like I said, and it's real. And, you know, in the past couple of years, it's been nice because my mom and my dad came out with me and Jay. And then we bring like one of our friends usually comes, and, you know, different people come for the day. And it's just nice because we all kind of, it's very low key. And I feel like everyone, you know, I was laughing because it's just a feeling you get. And like I said, whatever your place is or that gives you this feeling, I encourage everyone to do. And it's just, you know, I feel just calm, and all of us, it's like, for some reason, whatever, as soon as we get that salt air, we all kind of feel, you know, just breathe a little bit. And listen, everyone seems to get along better. My parents actually seem a lot happier in Montauk. So who knew?
Salt air is I think, you know, I go every Sunday morning with this group of cousins to Jones Beach, and we walk. We've been doing it now, even as long as they plow the snow off the boardwalk, and we walk one part of it on the boardwalk, and then we go down to the edge of the water and walk the other part coming back along the water. And there is something about the ocean.
It is
nice. It's good, but it can obviously be very rough too.
I don't. Yeah. Just, you go to Jones Beach, and I'm curious. You park the car like by the boardwalk.
We go to Park and Field 6.
Okay,
and which is right by the boardwalk.
Okay,
and we go to the boardwalk and we walk west, I guess it would be, toward the city. and go as far as you can go. Depends. Like I have one cousin who's not walking too good right now. So I'll walk with him and we won't go quite as far, but then we'll cut down to the beach and walk along the beach and then come back to the Park and Field 6. And believe it or not, this is the only place probably in all of Jones Beach and on a Sunday morning that's open and you can get a cup of coffee. And we actually sit outside at this table all decked out with whatever we need, you know. And we've had eight of us, typically it's six, and you know, it's kind of a break in the action. There's something interesting about even driving to Jones Beach on a Sunday morning in the off season. There's nobody going.
What time do you go?
Pardon me?
What time do you go?
I get there at 9:15.
Oh, okay.
In the morning, and takes a half hour from my house to get to the parking field. And, you know, basically we walk and talk, and it's been a good way to stay in touch with the younger. These are younger cousins, you know, all, well, younger. Now they're all probably 50 or whatever, but they are younger by quite a bit. And my cousin, who's 10 years younger than me, and his daughter, and, you know, there's a group. It's all connected family-wise. Okay. And it's been a nice little change of pace. Especially during COVID.
Absolutely.
You
know. Listen, you're keeping in touch. You're like checking off all the bases because you get to keep in touch. You're outside. You get to get some activity. You know.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I'm home by 11:30, whatever. You know.
No, but you're sorry. You know, and that's what I was saying about Montauk. That is so nice. Is that, you know, I love it. Listen, I go there literally year round. But what was nice, you know, about this time is that clearly not a lot of people are doing that. So it's, you know, it's, you just kind of, I felt like I was in like a little ghost town, you know, because there was no one around. So, and that's how it is with Jones Beach too. You know, and that boardwalk, I have to say, at Jones Beach is absolutely beautiful. And it's so nice because Jay and I have walked on there too. And it's really, really nice. So.
Well, they did a tremendous job along there. If people haven't been down there for a while. It hasn't really been fully functional yet because of COVID.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Line and cornhole games built in, and all kinds of new things that they've put in. So one of these days, when the weather is right and COVID is over, they're going to have a lot of stuff going on down there.
So, you know, and that's what I think is, you know, like I said, it makes you clearly the times are different, and you know, and I'm always trying to preach, you know, appreciating, but you know. Living here, you know, and living in North Hempstead for North Hempstead residents, there are so many beautiful local parks, you know, and listen, it's unfortunate, you know, that we can't all travel. You know, I think so many people are used to, you know, going all different places, but we're very fortunate to live where we live because living on Long Island, you have access to so many different things. You know, like I said, if you want to go to the beach, you can go to the beach. You want a wooded kind of thing. You know, obviously, you know, there's a more city urban kind of, you know, vibe too. So you can kind of have like a little taste of anything, which is really, really nice. So.
Perfect. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take this into our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.